Hello, 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 people. Welcome to the Super Tea Podcast Show. So, you know, I've been doing my affirmations and I have a new series that is starting tomorrow. However, I have went down what I want to metaphorically refer to as a rabbit hole. Once again, minding my business. I just finished watching this series called Broad City. It was a series on Comedy Central. I don't know how old it is. I discovered it on Hulu. It's a story of two best friends, and I pretty much watched all of the seasons between the last 2 weeks. Would be kind of like my downtime when I wasn't working or meditating or eating or sleeping. I was watching that, and it was pretty good, you know. Reminded me in some aspects of me and my bestie in Texas, and otherwise it was just really hilarious watching these European women just act wild in their 20s all over New York City, having a good time, doing crazy things, some things I would never ever do, but just watching them going through the experiences was fun. So anyway, I've watched all of the series, came to an end, and I was like, oh, you know. So then I decided to do a podcast on Yang, and I've been getting this pull, and I have these spiritual gifts from God, and sometimes they feel like a weight or a burden, you know, because I want to just be like, nah. But God is God, and you know, like, you can't really be like, nah, it's a God. I mean, you can, but then when you do, you like put yourself in a really tight situation. So I decided to watch some YouTube videos, educate myself on some things. I found some really good skin products, and I was like, oh, okay, cool, you know. And then there is a brother by the name of Stefan Speaks. He was on the Sister Circle, and which is a panel of sisters similar to The View, and all of the shows where there's like four sisters sitting and they're talking at a table about various topics and things of that sort. So he's a relationship specialist and an author, and so he was just giving, you know, his advice and promoting his books and things of that sort. And it made me think, you know, on a subject that I haven't touched on in a little second. Really hasn't been that long, but I haven't really touched on matters of the heart, because I pretty much kind of put mine back, like, kind of like, I don't want to say bottled it up, you know, but I just kind of tucked it away, you know, which is very wise to do. It's something that in the Bible says that you should guard your heart at all times, you know, because everything stems from there. So I have definitely been guarding my heart, I want to say that I always guard it, you know. I had some incidences, if you listen to all of my episodes, that I was opening it up, you know, and I was sharing it with one individual in particular, although I still have my options open, because that individual just is not, or was not, at a point in their life where they wanted the same things that I wanted. So, you know, even though I was opening very cautiously, I still was keeping my options open and things of that sort. And I decided to close it because I just feel like that was the wise thing for me to do. And, you know, focus my energy and my time on all of these other marvelous things that are happening in my life. And so after I watched Stefan Speaks on this panel, I decided to watch another YouTube video. You know how the algorithms go. Once you watch one thing on a topic, then they're going to give you other people speaking on the same topic. And so I was like, well, let me watch this other topic, you know, because I'm not really experienced in with men, you know, just really not, you know. I've had experiences, you know, but, you know, growing up in a woman-dominated household, you know, without a man in the household, you know, my perspective is completely different than a young lady growing up in a two-parent household, you know. So, I don't have a lot of experience, and what I did was I made an investment. I made a very pricey investment, actually, so that I could learn, because I really wanted to share my heart in a healthy way with the individual, and I knew that I really wasn't too experienced, and I wanted to learn how to communicate more effectively and in regards to man, and because obviously I speak good English. But so yeah, I made this investment, and I thought about the investment today because I'm like, ooh, these people are gonna charge me again. Like I spent a good amount of change, and then, like, you know, these products online, these educational products, they always try to upsell you. If you don't know, I'm telling you now, if you buy anything educational, it could be anything, if you make a purchase, they are definitely 99.9% of the time going to upsell you. And depending on where you are emotionally attached to the subject, you may buy that upsell. And they make the upsell sound good, you know. It's not like it is. Sometimes it's pricier than the initial sell. Sometimes, most of the time it's not. But how they get you, they try to lock you into a monthly subscription. And pray to God that you forget about it, and then now you're paying this monthly fee. So I know that this particular educational program that I bought, that is specifically guided towards relationships and communicating with men and things of that sort, that the subscription, the trial period was like 60 days. So I have some time, because I don't think a full 30 days has even passed yet. So I was trying to backtrack, see if I could even remember the name of the educational thing, because after I kind of like said, you know, let me re-navigate my direction and get out of this zone, you know, and go into my arts and my career. I mean, I really had no choice, because God took me out of my comfort zone of a job that I really, really loved and a site that I really, really loved. And it was just like, okay, you went hard all this time and you've proven yourself, and you need to go hard now towards your own dreams and your own direction and for yourself, because I have the experience, I have the skills, I need to just go forward and go with it. And I'm like, okay, here I go. And I have the tools, you know, I have a brand new computer, my files is up and running, you know, like I have everything that I need to be successful. I have my speaker, I have my microphones, you know, like I have everything that I need. So it's really nothing stopping me, you know, from going forward. And it's scary. You know, it is a little scary. I'm not gonna front and say it's not. It is. You know, I actually found myself in the middle of the week bored. Like, after I did my marketing, did my shows, and it was just like, oh God, I got a lot of free time. And it's not like it's freaking the spring or the fall or the summer where it's like, oh, let me go outside and sit in the park. It's cold outside. Like, everybody trying to go sit nowhere still. If I go outside, I'm moving to get from point A to point B. So I did not go sit in the park. I was like, okay, I'm bored, so let me just put in some applications just because, you know. And I did. And then all these people start freaking calling me, and I'm like, oh, shit. You know, I actually got hired to be a brand ambassador, and the job description is going to have me standing up 4 hours at a time, advertising, giving out coupons and samples of a product. I'm not going to mention the name of the product, you know, for just privacy reasons and how the company worked. They hired me remotely. Like, I never even went into the office. It just was like, okay, we got to send you the information. You got to fill out the paperwork, send us your documents, your tax forms, and all that stuff. Then we're going to send you the information where you're going to go to. We're going to mail the kit to the address of the store. You know how you go into, like, maybe a Walgreens or Duane Reade and you see people standing and giving out samples? Well, this is what that company does, and that's what I would have been doing. They told me I need to bring my own materials as far as a folding table. That's pretty much it. Dress in a certain way, and that's it. So I needed to get a folding table. So luckily, my best friend, she got me the folding table, you know, and I was ordering another table that had a little handle on it, but then she looked at the dimensions. It was like, girl, I don't think that table's gonna work. So it doesn't seem like it's really short, like really low, you know, to the ground. I was like, oh, I know. We looked, I found another one, different dimensions that looked like it stood a little bit taller, and it did, and she was like, well, that one don't have a handle, and I was like, oh, it's okay, you know, because I'm thinking it's not that wide, you know what I'm saying, that shit is wide as hell. So that was the first flag with that job, and the next flag was that the company was supposed to send me a debit card so that I could purchase the product for the sample, and the debit card did not come in a timely manner. So I was like, oh, and I called them and let them know. They was like, oh, well, you can just give out the coupons. And I was just like, do I really want to, because I took two shifts for 2 days, and I was just thinking, like, do I really want to stand up 8 hours both of these days, even though the pay was higher than my last job that I love, my site that I love, and promote this product when I need to be promoting my tickets and my show? Like, I have 3 events coming up within the next 30 days. Well, now 29 days. 28 days tomorrow. Like, the countdown is going, you know? So I'm like, it doesn't make any sense, you know? And so that was the second red flag. And then the confirmation that I need to be focused on doing what I really love, because I know that I love the site that I was at, you know, and I know that the only reason why I'm not continuing to be there is because I'm supposed to do more of what I love, you know, which is music, you know, which is connecting with people, which is doing these podcast shows and networking and, you know, doing, I want to say I am kind of doing branding, but in a different way, more independently, more like in a freelance type of way versus getting paid hourly. You know what I mean? I need flexibility and, you know, freedom to work, because that's how my creative energy works. You know, it doesn't want to be boxed in, you know? So I know this, you know, and yesterday I was on the train, coming from Brooklyn, and I see one of my good friends. I heard him first singing, and I looked, and I had reconnected back with this individual, like, over the phone and through social media. And this is one of my just singing buddies, you know. There was like a whole crew of us, and I'm not gonna say back in the day, because it was not back in the day, it was like maybe 5 years ago, who would constantly show up to this one location, and we would just vibe out each and every week, and we'd get on stage, we'd sing our songs and have a good time and go about our business, you know. And then of course life happens and people moved on and, you know, moved away, and I just recently started going back this year. But, you know, the crowd is different, the owners are still the same, which I think I spoke briefly about them in another podcast show, because these are like men, you know, they're good, upstanding men. I can't speak of their personal relationships, but I can speak from my contact and my relationship with them. They're always respectful. They're upstanding. You know, they're true scholars. Definitely true scholars. Professionals. Most of them are retired. You know, some of them are not. Some of them still working in their field, but it's all good. Like I said, again, they're respectful. They're not disrespectful at all. Not saying that they won't take advantage if a sister is throwing herself out there like that, but they treat you according to how you behave and how you are, you know? So I hold myself and carry myself a certain way, and I'm always met with respect, you know? So I appreciate that from them, you know? For them having the wisdom and them having the maturity to, you know, interact with me that way. So anyway, this particular friend of mine that I reconnected with, we just had a long ass conversation, and we both love music, and it was good. You know, they're going for TV, and I'm like, go for it, you know. And I saw them. I heard them first, rather. I was on the train, and music just really has a special place in my soul, where when I looked to see who it was, because I was jamming, like, train pulled into the station, and I was just like, I heard the music, and I was like, oh, okay. And then I looked out the window and seen who it was, and I was like, wait a minute, I know that person. I ran off the train, and I stood there, and they finished that song, and I hugged them, and then I listened to a couple of other songs, and it was. So yeah, my phone is, I don't know what it's doing, but anyway, sorry about that. It was a little technical issue, but anyway, yeah, I listened to this song, we hugged, I listened to a couple other songs, and then I had the opportunity to sing, so I sang one song, and it felt like everything. So, like, I was in the song while I was singing the song, but of course, you know, my antennas is up and aware. So while I'm singing, I'm looking around, not just to connect, but also to look around, you know. And I realized, like, dang, I was connecting with a lot of people. And I was even connecting with people while I was not singing, you know, just on some, you know, just connecting. Like, my vibes is up, and, like, I was looking, and people were smiling back and laughing. And I was just like, ooh, like, okay, I am a whole vibe. So that showed me too, you know, and I was just like, okay, this is what I need to be doing, you know what I mean? This is what I need to do. I need to plug up my speaker, and I need to get out here. It's been some time, just be out here and doing this, because I love to do this, you know what I mean? I feel like it's really no pressure, you know, with that, you know. Even though I'm getting used to performing in front of an audience as well, you know, but I like just to be free, just like, here I am, I'm out here, I'm doing this, and hey, if you like it, you like it, if not, then it's all good, you know. So anyway, so I'm saying all of that to say that things have changed rapidly, you know, for me in my life, and I went down this rabbit hole this evening looking at these videos, and because I've been getting these little heart tugs, I want to call it, you know, and it definitely won't be the first time, you know, I've gotten these heart tugs, and so my wisdom will not allow me to feel like, oh, you know. But what I did do was, when I listened to Stefan Speaks, he mentioned something really important. He was like, a lot of times when he talks with people who are divorced and things of that sort, he asked them, like, did you talk to God before you made this decision? And he said 90%. He didn't say 99. He said 90% of the time that people be like, no. And he said the 10% that said that they did talk to God about it, that God told them no. And they still did it anyway. And I was just like, whoa, that's deep, you know. So then the other brother, I don't know his name, because I stopped the video. I had to stop the video because he was going too deep for me. And it was a lot. And another thing that Stefan speaks, that's the name of this one brother, what he had mentioned was that it's so important to heal. And now I am absolutely 125% on that wavelength that you do have to heal. But one thing that he did say is that he stressed the importance of it. See, my ideology behind healing is so that you are just a better you. You know what I'm saying? And you're not allowing your trauma to dictate to you. And he's basically saying the same thing, but he went at a different angle with it. And he's like, if you don't heal, then you're not emotionally equipped to handle an actual healthy situation, you know, whatever it may be. And I'm like, oh, you know, that's true. Because there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs with any type of relationship. I have ups and downs with my best friend, you know what I'm saying? But the difference is that, you know, we've been friends for over 20 years, you know, or almost 20 years. That's 2 decades. And that's a lot of goddamn on time to know somebody. So she knows who I am. I know who she is. You know, I annoy her sometimes. Sometimes she annoys me. But because we know who we are, we don't let those annoyances do anything. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, okay, whatever. That's just who she is. And then next minute we're laughing and we're joking and, you know, we don't even like make it as a big deal, you know. However, with somebody you don't have that amount of time with, somebody you don't know for a length of period of time, when there is an issue that comes up or arises, you know, you may don't want to continue to move forward, you know. And there's been several different things that have came up between me and a certain individual, and I've, you know, reacted emotionally from my pain, from my trauma, and I believe they have done the same. And it just, those things started happening more often than not for me, and I just was like, you know what, I don't want to do this, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know what this is. One, why this is, and I have been talking to God about it, you know what I'm saying, and I did ask for clarity, and I did ask for revelations, and then, you know, shit just started happening, and more, and I was just like, okay, I'm just gonna pause, you know, and just self-reflect, and just really, like I said in the beginning, redirect my energy, you know, towards doing the things that I need to do for myself. Especially now, it's like I'm not comfortably sitting at my beloved front desk, you know what I'm saying, where I know every 2 weeks I'm gonna get a definite amount of change, you know, that's gonna allow me to cover my bills and allow me to invest. Finger on this bit, see if that's working. All right, that's working it out. Okay, I'm just gonna keep my finger right here. My phone just again did its little whatever it's doing. I got some apps on here because I'm just trying to monetize every platform I have. So yes, this podcast is monetized. The more people listen, the more money accumulates. Is a couple of cents at a time, but those cents add up over time. And then I have now a lock screen on my phone that every time I open it, it gives me like a couple of cents, but I think it only gives me 10 cents a day. So it's at $1 now, and every little bit counts. And the whole where I left off at, where I believe it cut off at, was me saying that that guarantee I don't have anymore. So I have to shift my focus so that, you know, I could generate things so that I'm okay, you know. Like, I still have to eat, I still have to have heat, I still have to have hot water, you know, electricity. That's, those things are not included in my rent. Those things are separate from my rent, and I gotta survive, you know. And I don't get any government assistance, I don't get any food stamps. I did go and apply for some some unemployment. I just did that this week, so that's gonna take about 3 weeks before it comes through. I paid off my credit card, so you would think I would have some credit available to me, but the card itself, the company did some fadangle shit and closed the card because I was using a debit card that did not process something called ACH payments, and so the payments I would put, the money I was putting on the debit card and using the debit card to pay the credit card, was not going through. And after a couple of times of that, the credit card company was just like, we're gonna close the account, and they didn't tell me shit. So I went and paid cash for the last two payments. First payment, overpaid it. Second payment, paid it in full. And then it was like, oh, when I went to go and look at my account, oh, it's closed. So I was upset about that. When I called customer service, they outsourced for the holidays. So these people had a language barrier, communication barrier, and all of these different barriers that did not allow us to communicate effectively. I tried three times, and I just was like, after I calmed down, I was like, Sakara, why don't you just get another card? You don't want to get one because they shouldn't have closed that one. Just get another one. And so I did. And of course they approved me because my credit is increasing and growing, and they see that I'm paying my bills on time. So they sending it to me. So that should help also. But, you know, again, I have these three events, and these three events being successful will also help, you know, just get through. And, you know, I have to just continue to figure out ways to generate income, and freelancing seems to be the way to go. You know, I love to write, and I found an opportunity where I can write and get paid pretty good. I'm just going through the whole process because they have to verify my identity and all this other crap and stuff of that sort. So I'm going through the bureaucracy and the logistics of that, but that seems to be promising. And of course I'm going to be creating more content. I'm going to be getting more equipment so that I can actually put up videos on YouTube and monetize my YouTube channel, and, you know, just continue to keep growing, you know. So anyway, back to this rabbit hole, as I'm listening to this other's speaker on relationships. So his video was his video was also on the topic of relationships, and it was titled How to Tell If He Loves You. And so I was like, just listen to that, you know what I'm saying? So I was listening to it, and this is a married young black man, and he starts with a Bible scripture about Leah, and how, I forgot her husband's name, so I'm not even gonna pretend that I know, but I want to say that Leah is Rebecca's sister, and how Leah was married to this guy, and I want to say it was Abraham, but I don't know, so don't quote me on the guy's name, but I do know the lady's name, because, like, the scripture was basically talking about how she had a son, and then she had another son, and then she was like, well, I know now God is going to cause this man to love me. And the reason why the brother was bringing up this scripture was like, you know, you don't know from sex, you don't know because this person is always there when you may need them, you don't know because they are giving you gifts and things like that. And I was just like, oh, I was like, alright God, see, you're gonna be talking to me today through this goddamn video. So I was like, well, how do you know? So after he went through how you I just spilled something on my freaking Fire Stick remote, but it didn't really get in it. Wasn't that much. I need to just, I was doing too much. Doing too much lounging. Alright. Okay, so I had to stop that recording because, I had a cup. Like, I was literally laid back on my bed and with a cup. And I had the cup, like, propped up, and then I moved, and the cup spilled, and didn't spill everything, but it spilled a good amount, but it really didn't get on the remote, so I'm okay. And this reminds me of my my YouTube series that I made. I made a 4-video series that I really wasn't gonna publish, but I mean, not right away. I was motivated by a friend of mine's to publish it. Well, to make it, to create it, not to publish it. I was motivated to create it. And when I started, it was like, oh, okay, so this is where I am now. And this is what I just manifested. And this is how close I am to my other manifestations. And then here's the last bit. It turned out to be 4 parts. And it's so funny because this, when you hear it, it's not going to sound like 4 parts, but you might catch it, like, you'll see when I stopped, came back in, stopped, came back in, you know, so it's going to actually total into the body, it's going to total into 4 parts, and then I'm going to, of course, do my little sponsorship, that's how it becomes monetized, and then it's going to go into my gratitude, and it's going to close off. So, anyway, though, so I'm listening to this, video, and I'm just like, ooh, alrighty, you know, it's just so weird, because I told you, I mentioned before that I felt the tug, you know, so, alright, I felt the tug, but I know from experience, don't automatically react when I feel the tug, you know what I'm saying, because I feel God is certain, you know what I'm saying, like, God is so orderly and God is so certain that, you know, if God wants you to know something, God is going to make it clear to you. You know, it may start as a whisper, but soon that whisper becomes like a shout, because it's just like with my music, you know, it's like, oh, you should do this, you know, it's like a whisper, and then it was like literally everywhere I went, everywhere I turned to, it was music in the most just unregular places, you know, taking a ride to go to work, taking an Uber ride, the Uber driver is a freaking musician, the freaking guy who set up my files, he works with music, he's a DJ, he put me onto this nice fly ass spot out in Manhattan, and I can't wait to go to, because these people play my favorite instruments on top of beats, like, it's just like, well, okay, guys, this is what I'm supposed to do, you know, like, so don't do nothing else, do what you're supposed to do, and you'll be alright. And it's the same thing with this little heart matter, you know, I felt a little tug, it's like, okay, I felt a little tug, and then I start seeing shit, like, names, not names, but companies. The names was very close, you know, and I was just like, what the fuck, you know what I'm saying, I had to look at it like twice, three times, like, this is not the same fucking name, it was like two letters in verse with each other, you know, and I was just like, oh god, okay, this is another sign, and then I was just like, okay, maybe because I'm super sensitive, I try to rationalize, it's so funny when I try to rationalize these spiritual things, because I don't do it with everything, you know. Certain things, like, for example, with my son. My son called me yesterday, the day before yesterday and everything. And we spoke, we had a good conversation. We were supposed to meet up yesterday. He didn't come, you know. And I was good. I responded really well to it. And then I had a dream this morning about him. And in the dream, you know, we're talking back and forth in the dream. And then my cousin, aka my brother, he's in the dream. And, you know, he actually helps to get Jovan, which is my son, back. Because Jovan was, like, out the window in the dream. And he helps to get him back into the window, which was where we were at. And he mentioned something. And then they, like, connected about something, and it was something that was really clear, and so when I woke up, it was like I googled it, you know, and I didn't question it, like, I didn't question it, I didn't rationalize it, what does this mean, does this have a deeper meaning, I just obeyed the spirit, you know, obeyed, like, okay, God, that's you, I'm gonna obey, I'm gonna do it, I did it, I created that innovative I call it JJ. It's called J something. I forgot the name. I can't think of it right now. But it's on here. It's on my podcast channel. And I shared it with him for him to listen to. You know, and that's why I said it's spirit. It was innovative. And it was definitely spirit-led. I never did anything like that before. But it can reach him where he is right now, you know, and that's what's important. And so anyway, you know, some things I'm really like just on point with, other things I'm just like trying to rationalize. So this I was trying to rationalize. I was like, I don't know why I keep seeing these company names that look like this person's name, and I don't know why I'm thinking of this person. And I you know, even though I know that I genuinely care about them, you know what I'm saying, but I'm just like, you know, you think when you close your heart, and it's closed, you know, and it's just, I mean, I had some really, I don't want to say creepy, you know, but I had some really intense situations that just made me feel really uncomfortable, because I've never really had any experiences like that before, and I was just like, whoa, like, shit shut all the way down, just shut down, like, oh, okay. Hurt, you know, and I didn't care if the shit shut down, but it was just like, what is this, you know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be a two-way street for it to work. That I know, I mean, I know all the details, but I do know that it has to be a two-way street. And the reason why I'm making this podcast period is because I'm convinced that it is a two-way street, just off of well, everything, you know, in learning something that I didn't know, you know. Of course, I knew that, you know, people could sleep with people without being in love with them. Like, I knew that, you know. That's not what I discovered, but what I did discover from what this brother shared was really deep, you know. And he basically was saying how the person, you know, the guy, you know, he's speaking of any guy, you know, and this is as a guy speaking. He said, when you have a guy's heart, what happens is not like a superficial thing. They literally open and tell you really vulnerable things, you know. And that's when I stopped it. That's when it was getting too much for me. I was like, oh shit, you know what I mean, this is too much. I can't. And I was like, I need to talk about this. I really can't talk about it to my bestie, you know, because, well, you know, she just wouldn't understand, you know. She does and she don't, you know. At the same time, she has her own life, her family, you know. She has a lot of stuff going on, her companies and stuff like that. So, you know, and she just wants me to be happy. She knows the type of person I am. She knows what I deserve. She knows what I'm worthy of. And she just get really frustrated because of how I communicate, you know. Like, if I really feel a certain way, then I kind of like just go all for it. And then, you know, there's been situations where I went all for it and then just sat around and waited for a long period of time, and, you know, just frustrated the shit out of her. So now, and also me now, you know, I don't want to wait, you know, for nothing. It's like my patience and that department is just like, oh hell no, I just waited 7 whole fucking years. I don't want to. I can't do it. You better communicate with me, and this needs to be an ebb and flow type of thing, because if this is not an ebb and flow type of thing, I am not going to be sitting on the sidelines. I will fight my own self, my own feelings, and ignore the shit out of everything before I sit around and wait a whole all that time like I did before. You know, like, I'm not doing it. So she's on the same accord with that. But I don't know, you know. Again, like, going piggybacking back to what Stevan was talking about with people healing, you know, if I can know that I'm not completely healed from certain things, and then maybe possibly somebody I care about is not completely healed from certain things, then maybe that would be why communicating would be a challenge, you know what I'm saying? And that doesn't take away from genuinely caring about one another. It just creates an obstacle that can be overcame, but it just, you know, creates different things. And, you know, sometimes it's good to step back because you can see things more clearly when you do step back. You know, sometimes when you're less right there upon and always just engaged, you don't see clearly, you know. And I have a lot of faith in love. I have a lot of faith in love. There's, of course, different levels of it. And I've always seen it when I have so much faith in it that me and my son have matching tattoos. It says, "Love conquers all." And what that means is very powerful. It means it conquers all fears. It conquers all hurts. It conquers all trauma. Like, it conquers all of that shit. Love is love, and love is real, you know? And I do have faith in it. I've seen it work. I've seen it work with me and my son when we have gotten past things that some other people would have said, are impossible. We have gotten past them. We have gotten past many, many, many milestones. You know, I've always experienced it. I was lucky that even through all of the trauma, that there was always love there. And I think that love kind of shielded me, that even though the trauma affected me in certain ways, I was never broken because of love. I felt like love kept me whole. And if, you know, what I learned today is accurate, and I feel that it's accurate, I feel like I was getting little signs from God to build up to where I am right now having this discussion, if it's accurate, then, you know, I guess I do have to exercise a little bit of patience. You know, I'm still gonna be open, you know, not actively seeking anything or anyone, because my focus is definitely on maintaining my household, making sure that my household is secure and solid. And pretty sure I have the intelligence and I have the guidance to make it happen and for it to continue to happen. I don't know how, but I trust that it is. I trust that everything's gonna work out, you know, somehow, some way, you know. So I'm staying optimistic, and in regards to love in a romantic way or sense, I'm gonna stay optimistic in that way too, and just trust God to move, you know, to continue to move. I guess maybe God is just saying I should be receptive, you know, so instead of me just being having up these concrete walls, you know, maybe I should let some walls down, and not that I should, make any movements outside of the movements I'm making towards making sure that my home is secure and that I'm secure, you know, that I should at least be receptive, you know. So that's what I have done in regards to my walls. I have let them down to be receptive. So what does that mean? That means that the other person has to actually want to go forward. They're gonna have to grow and heal past wherever they are in order to say, know, hey, let me reach out. Let me say hey. Let me say hi. Let me see how she's doing, even though, damn, I might have fucked up, you know. But, you know, it's okay, you know. Let me just say hey, you know, like, let me try to reconnect, you know. So if that happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it's still, by far, it was one of the best experiences I had this year, you know. And I don't pray a lot about that, but I have prayed on that, and I have talked to God about that several times, and I'm gonna keep talking to God about that. Because I made a really bad joke, but it's true. I was like, wow, this motherfucker did some shit to me. I don't know, like, it's a part of their culture. I don't know what the hell is going on, you know. The fuck, you know, like, I told my besties, I ain't never experienced nothing like that. Like, I wish I could go into details, but I'm not gonna go into details on this podcast, because that's just ultra, ultra personal. But I just witnessed shit, like, shut down, literally, like, and so I'm just like, okay, you know. And I know right now, it's so funny, one thing I will go into and say, and it's gonna be a little bit of TMI, is that Mother Nature is having her way right now. And another word for that is Auntie Flo. And you put two and two together, you just say that the Red Sea is flowing from me. And I know that that heightens my intuition, and just heightens everything, you know, during those times. Traditionally, during these are times where the women would go and seclude themselves and do a lot of different things together in a Alright, I moved my finger off of the screen and the screen shut down and stopped the recording. But traditionally, the women would go together during these times, because it's a sacred time, you know. They try to make it seem like it's a disgusting time, but really it's a sacred time where everything is heightened, you know, and intuitively, spiritually, and even physically, you know, things are heightened at this time. So maybe that's why it's easier for me to be receptive, and maybe that's why I was guided towards the different videos that I was guided towards to understand. And I just feel like I'm with it, you know. I'm with all authentic love. I really, really am. And if this individual is who God says and feels that is able to be my partner, and vice versa, I'm able to be their partner in life, then so be it. You know, I have a lot of different standards that have nothing to do with superficial things, but go way deep to the soul level of things, because just being realistic and practical, you know, having a life partner, especially, I mean, I'm not old, you know, I'm older, but I'm not old, you know, I have not touched 40 yet. I just touched the halfway benchmark past 35, so I'm 36, you know. And so I have a lot of time. Like, I have, like, at least 9 decades, because I'm passing 100, so I just want to make that clear. Depending on how, you know, quickly this world gets itself together, I might do 2. You know, nobody ain't gonna know. I'm not gonna be like on social media and stuff. But if I do, I'm gonna be like underneath a whole different alias and stuff. So, like, nobody will know that. because I don't want no cameras. Like, oh, look at the, oh, this lady, look how good she looked. But we see it now. We see women that are like hundreds of years old that look like they 60. And we see women that are like in their 80s that look like they're 50. And I mean, come on, look at Angela Bassett. You know what I'm saying? Look at freaking Gabrielle Union. Gabrielle Union is almost 50 years old. She's 47. Okay? Homegirl looks like she's 27. All right? So, it's happening. You know, that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying that I'm not going to be in the limelight as it happens for me. You know? I'm going to do limelight only for a couple of decades. And then you're going to be like, what happened to Super T? But they still going to be listening to me. They're going to be like, oh, she classic. She a classic. So anyway, though, that's a long time. That's a long ass time. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, in the big picture, it's not, but in lifetimes, it's quite a bit of time. So if you think about that, you know, I don't want to be partnered with somebody like I genuinely don't get the fuck along with, you know, like I want to be partnered with somebody who, you know, 8 out of 10 times it's a good time, you know, and those 2 times that it ain't good, you know, we're able to get past it and over it and go forward. You know, I want a person where it's like 50-50, half the time is good, half the time is bad. Nah. It gotta be most of the time good. I'm sorry. That's just for me, you know, like, we have to enjoy each other's company. We have to genuinely, like, want to see and speak to each other. It's not a job, you know, it's not like, oh, this person again, oh, that person again. Oh God, you know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be like, oh, you, I miss you, you know, like, if there's parts of separation and stuff like that, like, I just really, you know, we have to be good friends. We have to be good friends, you know. We have to be able to get along with each other. We have to be able to work together, you know, because I'm not looking to work for anybody else, like, period. You know, after that situation, I've gotten offers, and I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I'm going to have to love it for me to do it. If I don't love it, I'm not doing it. And I know that doesn't seem practical, but to me, it is practical for me. And a man is how they thinketh, and so is a woman how they thinketh. So I know that, and I am tapping into that, and I'm utilizing that. Like, I can make my life whatever I want it to be. Well, yes. When I have a life partner, I want this life partner to be my good friend, you know, to even be... Don't feel bad about this, Didi, but to even have more of a space and place in my heart than my bestie that I've known for 20 years, you know what I'm saying? I think that's fair, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, that's what I want, you know, so that's what I'm gonna have. And so when that happens, that happens. And I know that takes time to develop and all of that stuff. So it is what it is, you know. I just had to vent and just let God know, although God knows, you know, that, okay, I'm not gonna be resistant towards the movement of God. That's it, pretty much, you know. And hopefully anyone who has listened to this realize that that's how God speaks, you know. It starts as a whisper, but God is going to be consistent. God is going to be consistent, and it's going to start as a whisper, and then it's going to get as loud as a shout, and you cannot escape it. Or, I mean, you can because you have free will, but who wants to fight themselves? I mean, I can do it because I'm a good fighter, but who wants to do it? You know, it's so much easier just to be like, huh, okay, you know, and just not allow the mind to say, to put you in another direction, you know. So I just was like, went all over the place, but you know, my listeners, you already know this is a tea podcast show. Anything freaking goes. And like I said, I spill my tea. I spill other people's tea. I be spilling the tea. And today, tonight, I just wanted to spill the tea on me because I was moved to do so. And I really didn't have another outlet for it. I maybe could have written it down, but then why write it down? It's better just to talk about it, let it out, and you know, let it flow and let it go instead of writing it. What I'm writing down is what I want to create, not what I'm experiencing now. Like, I don't need to write what I'm experiencing now because I'm experiencing it. What I'm writing is what I am to experience, you know? And so those are the things. And I haven't journaled in a while, you know? I wouldn't say that I haven't been myself, but I've just been I don't know. My feelings was really hurt, and I just got to a point where there was some challenges, I guess is the best word to find to describe it. And I just got tired of the challenges. I was just like, oh, this is, I don't know what the fuck this is, but you know, I don't wanna deal with this fucking this shit right here. Challenges part, you know, but challenges help you grow, you know, in life. Like, I didn't deal with that challenge, but I'm still dealing with a challenge, because now I have the challenge of, you know, maintaining my household in an alternative way, because I don't have a set amount right now. You know, everything is in formation, you know. Spirit is guiding me along the way. You know, Spirit guided me to do these three events within a month, you know, and it's not like the doing the events is the issue, you know. I could show up and sing a whole week straight and feel great about it, you know. The thing is that these events are ways to generate finance, so I have to put them into use, you know, because people are not going to be there waiting for me. I have to invite people and, you know, and promote, and everybody got their thing going on, and social media is it's okay once you already, you know, have connected with people on a one-on-one basis, and it's a good way to start making connections, but there's so many things. Like, social media is saturated right now with so many things, you know. You got the twerkers, you got, you know, I mean, I even get distracted sometimes looking at the dick and balls, you know. There's a lot of dick and balls on Twitter. I don't understand. I never knew that Twitter was, you know, for dick and balls, but it's a lot of dick and balls on Twitter. I mean, sometimes a whole hour change, like, damn, look at all these different goddamn dicks, just dick. So I can understand why motherfuckers could get distracted from not, you know, let's check out Nikita Black. Like, Nikita Black gotta be out there like that, you know. So that's best for me to do, and for me to figure, and for me to sell all of my tickets. I got a lot of tickets to sell, you know, but I know I'm selling all these tickets. I know all is well. I wanted to do a showcase, you know, share the stage. I'm always open to share, you know, but people be not ready. So it's like, fuck, you're not ready. I can't stop and sit on the sidelines. If you're not ready, I gotta hold the shit the fuck down, because I'm ready. You know what I mean? I'm ready. And so I'm like, fuck it. It's people doing, you know, shows. That's just them. You know what I'm saying? I know that I can hold an audience, just me. I definitely know enough songs to sing and, you know, be entertaining. I know how to talk to people and build with people and host events. So I'm going to do what I know, you know, and I'm just going to be me and just let shit flow. People are going to have a great time, you know. The first event is going to be some beer served, so there will be some food served. They're going to eat, they're going to drink, they're going to eat, drink, get some entertainment, be merry, they're going to be happy as hell, asking me when the next one is, you know, and that's how it's going to grow, because those people are going to tell their friends, and then, you know, that's how it goes, word of mouth. And, you know, a wise person who's already been in industry already broke it down to me. I just now also have the plus of social media, you know what I'm saying, because these people who come to these events, now they'll be my new followers, and then they'll tell their friends, they'll be followers, and they'll be looking to see when's the next event. And having them so close to each other will definitely, you know, definitely give them what they want, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the one thing I realize with any platform, whatever you do, whether you're a singer, whether you're a pianist, whether you're a dancer, you have to just be consistent with your fans, you know, because they gotta be looking for you. Like, there's something that you give to them that they count on, you know. So I'm realizing that, I'm learning all of that, and I'm applying all of that, and so I'm doing it. So that's it. So anyway, I'm gonna get off this long ass freaking podcast, put it together, put the music behind it, and then share it with the world, because there's somebody out there who has or is going through a similar experience. I just want you to be encouraged, and the key is to just keep on going. Wherever you are, you just keep on going. You need to heal. We're all, not gonna say we all do, but a lot of us do. Heal, be healthy, attract healthy situations, attract healthy relationships, and be ready. You know, one thing that Oprah says is that success is when preparation meets opportunity. So there's always opportunities. Are you prepared for it though when it comes? You know, that's the key. So work on you, focus on you, and everything else will fall together. Be encouraged. Thank you for listening to the Super T Podcast Show. Stay tuned. The new affirmation series with the focus on law of attraction will be starting tomorrow. I appreciate you all, and you know I'm gonna say thank you a few more times. So take care and be well. Hey, you thought it was over, didn't you? Well, thank you for sticking through to the end, because I got something special for you, for you, for you. And that is an appreciation of you taking the time to listen to what I gotta say, what's on my mind, what's in my heart, and just how I feel. To know that my listeners actually care enough and value enough what I have to say, it just touches me deep in my soul. So thank you so much for your time. I want you to know your time was not wasted. I hope that you were entertained. I hope you got a little laugh. I hope you got something from this, that it's an even exchange of energies and respect and of love. So thank you for listening to my podcast. This is the Super Tea Podcast, where I spill all my tea, and sometimes other people tea too if they give it to me, you know what I mean? But please stay tuned. I will be uploading and adding more and more. So again, I want to thank you for your time and let you know that I love you. And also let you know that, hey, if you got something to say, just as the commercial shared, hey, you can monetize what you got to say. So just think about it. Food for thought. This is a great platform, and anybody can do it. All right. Take care and be well.